وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to yet another episode of Islamic Economy, a program that is dedicated to affairs concerning Islamic economy. What does Islam say about transactions? Is interest allowed or abhorred in the religion of Islam? What are the benefits of struggling for wealth? What is the importance of giving wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are the different laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for the human beings to follow? All these are issues that we will be covering in this program, insha'Allah. We started with one very important issue, that is the issue of zakat. We mentioned it as an example of how to adhere to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strictly, and we said that it is one of the examples that is worthy of mention because it pertains to Islamic economy. We will basically be looking at those laws of Allah which pertain to Islamic economy and which pertain to economic affairs in a Muslim's life. We started with zakat and we mentioned how it was made wajib or obligatory on us, on the Muslims, and we also mentioned a very deep relationship between zakat and salat, that is prayer. We continued and started mentioning the philosophy of zakat. I would like to reiterate the first sentences that I read, and then inshallah we will look at the meaning of the philosophy of zakat that has been mentioned by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and this has been narrated in the book Man la yahduruhu al-faqih of al-Sheikh al-Saduq, volume 2, pages 7-8. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, innama wudi'at al-zakatu ikhtibaran lil-aghniya' ومعونة للفقراء ولو أن الناس أدوا زكاة أموالهم ما بقي مسلم فقيرا محتاجا ولا استغنى بما فرض الله عز وجل له وإن الناس ما افتقروا ولا احتاجوا ولا جاعوا ولا عروا إلا بذنوب الأغنياء وحقيق على الله عز وجل أن يمنع رحمته ممن منع بحق الله في ماله وأقسم بالذي خلق الخلق وبسط الرزق إنه ما ضاع مال في بر ولا بحر إلا بترك الزكاة وما صيد صيد في بر ولا بحر إلا بتركه التسبيح في ذلك اليوم وإن أحب الناس إلى الله عز وجل أسخاهم كفا وأسخى الناس من أدى زكاة ماله ولم يبخل على المؤمنين بما افترض الله عز وجل لهم في ماله. This is the Arabic version of the tradition, and inshallah now we will look at the translation of this Arabic original. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, indeed zakat was fixed to test the wealthy, number one, and it was fixed for assisting the poor. So one, it tests the wealthy and it makes them powerful, it makes them obedient, it tests how powerful they are and how obedient they are in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, it was legislated because of assisting the poor. And then Imam continues and says, and if people would pay the zakat of their wealth, no Muslim would remain poor and needy. And what Allah, the Invincible and Majestic, has made obligatory would be sufficient. These are very important points. Here clearly Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says that if those rich people would have paid their zakat because of the wealth that they have and because of the things that they have where zakat is obligatory, then we would not have poor people, we would not have poor Muslims. And surely people did not turn poor, needy, hungry, naked, save by the sins of the affluent. Right? So, the sins of the affluent made the people to become poor because they did not perform their rights. They did not give their zakat in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not perform their duties. And then he continues and says, and it behooves of Allah, the Invincible and Majestic, to prevent His mercy from one who refuses the right of Allah in his wealth.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريكي يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by حجة الإسلام شيخ محمد خلفان
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب
امنحني القدرة كي
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves or it behooves of him to prevent his mercy from one who does not pay zakat in the way of Allah. And then Imam continues and says, and I swear by the one who created the creation and expanded the provision, no wealth was lost in the land or sea save due to the abandonment of zakat. Here another very important thing is being said. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said that if you want to know what is the cause of loss of wealth in the land or the sea, it is because of abandoning zakat. And then he continues and says, and no game was hunted in the land or the sea save due to the abandonment of the glorification of Allah on that day. That is when the animal, the game who is hunted, does not glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that day, then he is hunted. Otherwise glorification would not make him be hunted. And indeed, the most beloved of the people near Allah, the Invincible and Majestic, is the most open-handed. And the most open-handed of the people is one who pays the zakat of his wealth and is not stingy on the believers with what Allah, the Invincible and Majestic, has made obligatory for them in their wealth. So from here you come to realize that, you know, the gist of the philosophy of zakat is so that there can be no problem, economic problems. And the aghniya, the affluent people, spend their wealth in the proper way. And there is no kind of difference between one category of people and another. And no one is dependent on each other. And there is no begging going around. There is a difference between a person giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a poor person who needs, and a person coming to a rich person and asking him, please, I am needy, can you help me? That is something which is abhorred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That until a poor comes to a person who is affluent and says that, can you please help me? Then the affluent person tries to help the poor person. So the gist of this tradition can be summarized in four important points. Number one, the important role of the wealthy in paying the zakat. This is something very important, because obviously the wealthy will have to pay more zakat because of the more wealth that they have. And this would help the poor mu'mins staying in that place. Number two, the cause of poverty is when a person prevents the payment of zakat. This is the cause of poverty. And number three, if you want to see what is the cause of losing wealth, whether it is in the land or in the sea, it is because of abandoning to pay zakat. When a person, it is obligatory on him to pay zakat, but he doesn't pay zakat, then he would lose his wealth. This is the fundamental reason of losing one's wealth. Of course, when we talk about loss of wealth, it may be, you know, loss because of somebody stealing the wealth, and just such wealth does not have barakah. You see, if it doesn't have barakah, then such a thing can happen. Obviously, that doesn't mean that we should generalize that whatever wealth is lost, it doesn't have any barakah. No, sometimes it can be that a person is tried in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth important point that we can get from this beautiful tradition is that the most open-handed, that askhan nas, according to Imam, the most open-handed one is one who pays zakat. So, you know, you don't have to, you start thinking of doing even more and more. Just pay zakat. If obviously it is wajib on you, you have those things where zakat is wajib. A very important point worthy of reflection is mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 103 that we quoted earlier, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two examples for the person who gives zakat himself. Alright, we have advantages of zakat with regard to other people. That is, you know, the poor people will become affluent, or they will become needless, and there would be no kind of problems with regard to poverty. But then there are some advantages that return back to the person who is paying zakat, that inshallah we will mention in the next program. With this, we come to the end of the program. In summary, what we have discussed today is the philosophy of giving zakat. We came to realize that there is a philosophy behind paying zakat, and we came to realize that if the rich people paid their zakat properly, then there would be no poor person there. We would not have that difference of people being needy and needless, because the laws are being followed. And we came to also realize that one who is giving zakat is askhan nas, that means he is the most open-handed of people. This is also something worthy of contemplation. Another very important point that we talked about is the relationship between losing one's wealth and not giving zakat. Those who abandon giving zakat, don't be surprised if they lose their wealth. The main cause of loss of one's wealth is not paying zakat. This is a synopsis of what we had covered. Inshallah, in our next episode, we will discuss more about the philosophy of zakat, and then we will look at the things that are essential with regard to zakat, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
O my creator, O Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. O Allah, the most gracious, ya Rabbi bir Mustafa, balligh maqasidana, واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسي الكرم. O my creator, O Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah, O Allah.